Civil asset forfeiture allows state and local police departments to seize cash, cars, and even homes from people suspected of a crime. Supporters of asset forfeiture argue the practice helps take down criminal enterprises. But civil rights groups warned that the practice was too easily abused, and in 2015, lawmakers passed a bill requiring police departments to report what was being taken. Dan Korobkin is with the ACLU of Michigan. He says the practice is incentivized because the seized property is often sold to pad police department budgets.
And that really creates all sorts of perverse incentives for law enforcement agencies to focus on taking away the most valuable property rather than keeping people safe and stopping crime.
Of the roughly $15 million in assets seized in 2016, over $12 million became proceeds for state and local police departments. Officials with the Michigan State Police would not comment, saying the report spoke for itself. And Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.